Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Listen to the sound when you listen to the sound when you listen to the sound when you
Welcome to the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9, your inside guide to the music industry with myself, Leo, and Jono this evening.
What a big week we've had.
We've had a massive week, girl.
Goodness gracious. We have been at the ARIA Awards up in Sydney. They were held on Sunday night. It is the Australian music industry's night of night. And boy, did we have a big fun night there, mingling with the stars and interviewing quite a few of them.
It was an amazing night, amazing afternoon on the black carpet this year. Some amazing stars, and we chatted with everybody, including the big ones as well.
It was held at the Star in Sydney, up there in their big function room with a beautiful balcony overlooking all of Sydney Harbour. Fantastic venue. We'll tell you a little bit about the parties, we'll tell you about who we talked to, and we'll play all the snippets from the people that we spoke to this year. Second year, you and I have been on the ARIAs.
So much fun. And you know what? Since last year, I think we've learnt a lot from our first time last year, because this year we got the big names to join the 94.9, so it's very proud of that. And if you want to see the pictures, they are online at our Facebook page, Sound Museum 949, also on joy.org.au. If you want to get in contact, you can do so anytime you like. You can SMS 0427 joy 949, or you can email on air at joy.org.au. We all have our social media, Sound Museum 949.
One of the great things about the ARIA Awards this year was that pop music was actually recognised for a change. Sometimes with the ARIAs, they give awards to these obscure people that most Joy listeners have probably never heard of. This year, pop won a few awards, and we were most happy to see some of our favourite stars up there collecting the awards this year.
Including Guy Sebastian. Now, he won, obviously, Best Pop Release for Armageddon. He also won Best Live Act as well. And Jess Marboy won About Time Best Female Vocalist. So
she was so gracious. Leo and I went and gave her a great big hug after her speech when she came up to the media room. And she was pleased to see us. We were pleased to see her. And I was just so stoked that she won that award.
Other winners on the night was Flume. He won Best Male Artist. Considering he doesn't really sing, he's more of a producer. He even mentioned that in his acceptance speech as well. Also, he won Best Dance Release as well. Best Independent Release went to Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Public voting, though, Song of the Year was Matt Corby with Resolution. Best Video, Samantha Jade with Firestarter, and she was very, very happy with that one.
Love that. Best Live Act went to Guy Sebastian, well done to him. And Best International Artist, no surprise there, it went to One Direction.
Now, one of our, I guess, we first came to know her way back in 2007 when she won the first season of Australia's Got Talent. Now, since then, she's had a bit of a, I guess she's been growing up and she's been taking her time, because last year she performed at Joy 94.9's Radiothon launch party, and this year she unleashed her debut single, Raise the Bar, on the Australian public, and she's lovely Bonnie Anderson chatted with us on the red carpet. Now, you were at our Radiothon launch party last year. You performed.
Yeah, right.
It was fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you so
Loving
much.
Loving the song Raise the Bar. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
And you supported Ollie Murs in his tour of Australia. He is seriously hot.
He is.
Give
He's
us
a bit
goth
cool.
love.
Well, it was an amazing, amazing time. I mean, it went for a week, and I wish it went longer. And it was incredible performing my brand new single, you know, Raise the Bar, live to everyone. And it's been amazing.
You won the first season of Australia's Got Talent back in 2007.
Yes.
Oh my God, now look, you're looking gorgeous. Who are you wearing tonight?
I'm a bit grown up now.
Who are you wearing tonight, hun?
Angela Clark made the jewels. We've got Dior, the skirt.
Oh, very sexy.
And
I love
Topshop.
The shoes.
And the shoes are Topshop.
Oh, really?
You
let's get a photo.
What's the plan for Christmas and the new year?
I have about a 3-day off with the family and hang out with them and relax, and then back to it. I head off to Los Angeles in January for some more writing.
Good. We're very proud of you, hun.
So very good. Thank you so much. If you want to get with me, get with me. If you want to dance with me, dance with me. You got to raise the bar. You think it's so hot tonight, the devil get you home tonight, home tonight. You got to raise the bar. Oh, yeah. Down now.
Bonnie Aniston on Joy 94.9, raised the bar, chatting with us on the ARIA Black Carpet this year.
I think she lowered the bar a little bit, or maybe she did raise it, because she was voted as most controversial outfit for what she was wearing.
I thought she looked great.
She looked stunning, but we only saw her from the front. When she turned around...
Hello!
Her bum was hanging out, to be fair. She looked like if there was a man, it'd be in chaps, basically.
But she looked amazing. I loved her shoes as well. And talking of love, there was plenty of stars from The Voice this season and last season on the red carpet. Sue De Bono, we love her. Her flaming red hair, we see her from all angles. We love Sue De Bono. And here's what Sarah and us.
Sarah De Bono, welcome back to Joy 94.9.
Thank you. How are you today?
We're good. I remember standing on the red carpet with you last year and commenting how amazing you looked, but I think you've upped the ante this year.
All sparkle, sparkle today.
We love a sparkle, darling.
Yeah, a bit of a disco ball.
You've got a brand new single out. We're playing it all over Joy 94.9. Tell us how this song came about.
Yeah, Oasis. I wrote this a couple of months ago in Bali, and it's just amazing. I love my song, and it's been going really well, and I've had really good support.
So, Sarah, all I want for Christmas is...
You!
But what do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas? I want to be able to spend time with my friends and family this Christmas. I honestly do. I don't want to be on some gig somewhere where I'm away from everyone that I care about. I want to be with the people I care about.
And what are the big plans for 2014? Obviously the new single, what's coming out after
yes,
that?
Yes, I'm pushing for a new album. So that's what 2014 Sarah De Bono will bring.
We love your music at Joy, so keep pumping them out, honey.
Fantastic right.
to see you.
We
so
love
much.
The red hair. We always notice it coming down the red carpet here.
I love you guys. Have a great night.
Sarah De Bono, on Joy 94.9, taken from the ARIA Awards. We do love her. We had a drink at the bar with her afterwards.
She was absolutely lovely, you know, and she gave us a bit of goss backstage. She's been working on her debut album, and hopefully next year she'll have some more singles out for us next year.
Next artist that we ran into on the black carpet at the ARIA Awards on Sunday was Mahalia Barnes, daughter of Jimmy Barnes. Here's what Mahalia had to say.
Joy 94.9. How are you going?
I'm great, thank you.
You're looking amazing tonight.
Thank you. I'm feeling fantastic in Wills and Doll Baby.
Now, you are an ambassador for Weight Watchers. Uh-huh. How's it you been for this year?
It's been an amazing year for me. I'm up to about 24.1 kilos, I think, I've lost on Weight Watchers.
So yay! Because I used to be overweight when I was young, and I can relate so much, but you look amazing tonight.
Thank you.
So many great performers tonight. Who are you looking forward to seeing?
I'm really looking forward to seeing Lord.
We're both from New Zealand, so we love her as well. And Alicia Keys is amazing.
Absolutely, of course.
Plans for next year?
I'm working on a new record, so I'm getting into the studio soon to come out with some new stuff, hopefully in the new year. So.
And plans for Christmas?
Oh, big feasts and lots of family time.
Well, have a good night, honey.
Always very good to see you.
That is Mahalia Barnes.
She looked amazing. She's done so well. She's lost all this weight. She looks incredible. So proud of her.
Now, Leo, I have to confess, this next star, I didn't actually know because I don't particularly watch the reality TV shows like you do. But this next girl came bounding down the black carpet, took one look at you and was like, it's Leo.
I know. And you know what? Of course, our lovely friend Maddie from Sydney took the photos for us, so which means that this year we just had to concentrate on getting the interviews. And next to us was actually quite bizarre because next to us on one side was the Today Show and Go. So we were pretty much in the thick of it as far as media goes. And
to be fair, the others didn't like us very much because we got all the stars they wanted.
Because the thing is when the stars came on the red carpet, we knew straight away who they were. They had no idea. They had these sheets with information and photographs of the stars on them. And by the time they tried to find out who it was, we got them.
We did.
So this is the lovely Kiami Vela, and I had a chat with her on my Friday morning show a few months ago. She's a great, great lady, and this is me and Kiami.
On Joy 94.9 with Leo and Jono. How are you going, Dove?
I am very well. How are you?
You're looking amazing tonight.
Thank you very much. It makes amazing Camilla custom.
Seems like a few months we're in the studio with me having a good old chat, and it's been quite a good year for you.
Yeah, the James Bond thing has gone really well, and it's going to be touring in Sydney, so it's going to be at the Opera House next year, so that's going to be very exciting.
And plans for Christmas?
Songwriting, just get those songs out and just focus on the music.
And next year, what's big plans next year?
Well, yeah, once I get the music out and get to LA and can give it out to the public, and maybe you'll be back here.
Well, best of luck and have a great time tonight, all right? It's your first Arias?
It is the first Arias.
Kiami Vela on Joy 94.9. Love
you
here.
Were like
from the
two
voice.
Old girls having a natter. She was another one we had a bit of a chat to afterwards as well, and she was lovely. She was wearing the most gorgeous outfit.
Yeah, she had a lovely sort of almost like an Asian inspired coat on. Beautiful. Yeah.
Like
frock.
A kimono type thing. Was
and
gorgeous.
We were actually backstage, and it wasn't really the media room, but it was sort of like this sort of.
The bar.
The bar. The big bar. And there was obviously drinks on tap, lovely canapes. We also met Kiyomi's publicist, which was fantastic. And I'm talking of fantastic, great to bump into fellow Kiwi on the red carpet, Mr. Ben Hazelwood. Again, he came into my Friday show a few months ago, and his EP Loveless is online right now, and he just released a video for his second single, Paradise Calling, the day before. And this is us and Ben on the black carpet.
I have to say, he is hot.
He's very good looking,
Ben. He is gorgeous.
Yeah. How are you, mate?
Really good. How's it going?
Good, thanks. Now, you've been in Samoa, is that right?
Yes, we have. We just released the video for Paradise Calling, the second single from the EP yesterday. Yesterday.
Fantastic. So,
yeah.
Now, Ben, what's up for Christmas and New Year?
I think I'm going home to New Zealand for Christmas, New Year's, back in Sydney, most beautiful place in Australia. Yeah. And yeah, probably just hanging around for the rest of the season.
What are you looking forward to most at the Arias tonight?
I can't wait to see Lorde perform. You know, she's in New Zealand, she's a Kiwi like myself, so it's going to be pretty exciting seeing her up there on the stage.
We're both Kiwis.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, kia kaha.
What's up for next year?
At the moment, we're working on the album that we're about to release towards the end of the year. So, just writing, and we've got Loveless, the title track of the EP, to release in February. So, yeah, looking forward to all of that. I know where my
You're on the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9, 16 minutes past 9 o'clock. On your Wednesday night with Jono and Leo, we are taking a look at the ARIA Awards. Leo and myself were there on Sunday interviewing stars on the black carpet and partying with them afterwards.
It was so much fun, Jono, and even though it was a very, very busy afternoon, there was a few stars that we sadly missed out on because due to, obviously, them having to go off and get ready and do things. So we did miss out on a few of our favourites. Tim Amatic, he shook hands with both of us and said hi to us, but he got pulled away very quickly by his publicist because he was going over to one of our competitors for a live cross. So
ridiculous.
But he was lovely, Tim. He's always good value on the
red
carpet.
He did make an effort to come and say hello to us. Samantha Jade performed on the black carpet, so we didn't get a chance to talk to her. She performed Firestarter and her new single Soldier to all the media and all the fans that were waiting out there. there. So we saw her, we waved at her, we didn't get a chance to talk to her though.
Well, I did.
Oh, right.
But you were outside having a smoke, darling.
Oh, was I?
But Samantha Jade actually won Best Video for Firesider. She came backstage to the media room and I asked her a question. I did ask her what we can expect from her new album next year, and she said heaps of great pop music with a twist of R&B. So looking forward to that. Another one we didn't quite get on the red carpet was Jessica Marboy. She looked amazing on the black carpet, but she, of course, everyone wanted Jessica, didn't they?
She was very, very popular on the black carpet. We did have a bit of a chat to her afterwards, though. She came into the media room after winning her award for Best Female and was doing a bunch of interviews up there. So, of course, we gave her a great big hug and wished her all the best because she so deserved that award.
And you know what, though? I mean, when she hugged me, her hug was so tight and genuine.
Oh, really?
It really was. And she's such a lovely person, Jessica. So well done for her. And also, Lorde, she went down the red carpet quite quickly.
She flew down the red carpet.
Yeah, and not many people got here, unfortunately.
Two interviews.
But she's a fellow Kiwi. Amazing performance on the ARIA stage as well. So she sang her song Team. Great song and an artist to watch for next year for sure.
There were plenty of artists we did get to talk to, and we asked them about what they were doing, what they've been up to, and some of them had better answers than others.
Now, to
case
be fair,
in point is this next woman.
This one here, we had no idea. I mean, I knew who she was, but we didn't really know what she had been doing or anything like that. So I asked the first question, and it was pretty much downhill from there.
This is Megan Washington.
Leo and Jono on Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, with here Megan Washington. A bit loud, Megan.
Yes.
What a year it's been for you.
What a year it's been for me.
Yes.
I haven't done anything except live in London and make a record.
So, and how's it going?
It's done.
Yeah, done.
And
next year?
Next year. It's all happening next year. Mysterious.
And what's happening for Christmas this year?
I'm going back to my parents' house in Brisbane.
Yeah.
They have a new dog. And I'm going to pat it, and I'm going to eat, you know, salmon and have champagne. And
has there been a performance highlight of this year for you?
A performance highlight?
Yeah.
You mean that I've seen?
Yeah, no, that you've sung in yourself.
Oh, that I've... No, I haven't done anything this year. Oh, I mean, like, there was one vocal take that I did in the studio when I was making my record that I was really proud of, but no one was watching.
There's so many amazing performances. Now, we're both from New Zealand, and Lorde is amazing.
I know.
Like it.
Yeah, as I'm sure everybody else is, I'm really excited to be watching her this evening. She's unbelievable. I mean, it's not only for someone so young, but just as an artist in her own right, I think that she's unparalleled. So,
well, have a great night tonight, love. And let's get a quick photo.
Sure.
All the best for 2014.
That was dreadful.
I've got a bone to pick with her, Megan Washington, because I asked her what her greatest performance of this year was or what she'd been doing, and she said nothing, which was a downright lie, because about a month and a half ago, I was in Sydney for the 40th anniversary of the Opera House.
Right.
And she performed.
Really?
She came out and she sang Yesterday Once Boiled by the Carpenters. She did an amazing jazz version of it with this guy on the piano in front of the Prince Mary and Prince Frederick from Denmark. So when I said to her, what was your highlight performance of this year? And she says, I haven't done any. She performed at the biggest concert in Sydney in front of royals and she couldn't even remember it.
Oh, dear. Maybe she was just too focused on her upcoming album coming out next year.
I don't know what her problem was. But anyway, Megan Washington, she looks quite glam.
A couple of guys that were on my list to interview, not only for us, but also for Q Country, which is Joy's country music show, was Troy Cassidaly and Adam Harvey. And here's me and Jono chatting with them on the web. Red carpet.
On the red carpet for the ARIA Awards. How are you going, guys?
We're really well. We're just nice to be walking along and seeing all the great frocks and still to be here after all these years is a lot of fun.
You guys are touring at the moment together, aren't you? Is it right?
We sure are. And the tour's been amazing. We've had great numbers and great old songs to play on stage every night with an amazing band. So it's like we're in heaven.
And next year you're playing the Opera House. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I'm very, very much looking forward to that. The Opera House. I've been there to see a few shows but never played there, and it'll be great fun. That's in March. I think the end of March, but looking forward to tonight. Should be great. Not, my legs are still stinging after the waxing. Troy waxed my legs back in the motel.
Now, guys, we're from Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. We we have a country music show called Q Country, so a big shout out to them.
Oh, absolutely. G'day to Q Country, and thanks for the support. You know, country music is an amazing old music, and we're happy to be out on the road reinventing it, I suppose, trying to reinvent it for the people, next generation to come through.
Great, thanks, guys.
No worries. Cheers. Thank you.
Lovely guys, actually.
They just sound like country musicians, though, don't they? The whole voice thing going down pat, those two.
Troy Castadeli and Adam Harvey there.
They were very nice. The next guy we talked to on the black carpet at the RS on Sunday was one of those that was very high on our list to talk to because we admire him and we think he's a great guy.
I do because I grew up with a speech impediment. Still creeps in every so often, but I can really relate to him, and he was such an inspiration for many people on The Voice this year. He won The Voice, and he's toured around the country doing his national tour. He's working on new material out next year. So Harrison Craig was great. Oh, that's on the red carpet.
Lovely,
love him.
Lovely boy. Here he is.
Leo and Jono from Joy 94.9. How are you going? Now, we've got one thing in common. Yep. We've both got speech impediments. I'm on radio and you're winning The Voice, so.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's lots of fun. I mean, you know, like, being up there, you know, constantly, like, it kind of gives you that a confidence to kind of, you know, drive, look, for me, I suppose it's that drive to know that you can do it and nothing should hold you back from that. So
you've had a massive year. Has there been any? What's been the highlight?
Oh, look, the highlight for the year, I'd have to say there are probably too many things to name one, you know, but I mean, winning The Voice, touring, platinum...
Lots of people screaming at you.
Lots of people screaming. It's always nice, you know. But
you've been overseas. I see you in Vegas, were you?
I was in LA. Yeah.
In LA. Yeah. And you're touring with John Foreman as a great musical director. How'd the tour go?
He was awesome. I toured around the country for 2 months. It was just fantastic. And all the shows were pretty much... sellouts, so it was just
really proud of you, Harrison, and say best of luck for the future. Okay,
thank you so much, guys. I never thought, never believed, never could see the walls were bigger than me, but I tore them down. I tore them down in front of me.
Mr. Harrison Craig on Joy 94.9. Lovely guy, great to talk to on the ARIA black carpet. If you're on Twitter, make sure you're following Sound Museum because we are tweeting all the photos from the ARIAs.
As we're playing the interviews, of course. Now, one guy I had a chat with when he was just 14 years old was Cody Simpson. And I remember when we got asked to do this interview, I think you had some reservations. And I thought, well, no, because he is an upcoming star. He's from Queensland. And you know, it gives Joy, I guess, a broader demographic, having like a teen idol on Joy. And since then, our podcast has been downloaded thousands of times, which is great. And it was great to finally meet Cody Simpson on the red carpet. I asked him about naughty Justin Bieber as well.
Cody Simpson, Leo and Jono from Joy 94.9. You've had a massive year. Here you are on ARIA red carpet tonight.
Yeah.
You've just released the Acoustic Sessions album. Is that sort of the highlight of the year, or what's been the big thing this year for you?
To me, it was my album, Service Paradise, came out July.
July, yeah.
It's definitely one of the projects I've been the most proud of in my career so far. And you know, one of the highlights to me is being able to come back home at the end of the year and come here and be on tour. It's a great time, and I haven't been home in a while. So
now you're supporting Justin Bieber on his tour. Yeah. And he's been a bit of a bad boy lately. What's happening with him?
I don't know, man. I stay out of all the drama side of things. Yeah. And you know, my eyes, like, you know,
He's a good guy to hang out with, and we've been good mates for a bit. So.
You've had a lot of success at a young age, and you go around the world and there's girls screaming at you all the time.
Yeah.
Are you planning on taking some time out over Christmas and just relaxing somewhere where someone no one knows you?
Yeah, for sure. I'm going back to the Gold Coast and just hanging out with my family and friends there for like 2 or 3 weeks over Christmas. So I'm really looking forward to that. It's been long overdue, I reckon. Yeah.
All the best for next year, mate.
Thank you so much, guys.
You're in the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9. It is your weekly guide to the music industry. Leo and myself, lucky enough to be up in Sydney on Sunday at the Arias. We were on the black carpet interviewing the stars as they headed into the Star Casino in Sydney. And then we had a couple of drinks with them afterwards. It was a fantastic night.
Now, because we also had backstage passes to the media room as well, which was adjacent to, I guess, the massive bar there, which also was adjacent to that, was an outdoor area as well. And we were out there and I think we were chatting and this guy came up to me and I didn't really recognise him at first, but he introduced himself and it was Anthony from DNA. And of course, DNA is the production team in Sydney who have worked with Jessica Marboy and Samantha Jade, Johnny Ruffo, all the big names, Jerry Halliwell.
Some of the bigger hits that you've heard on Joy this year, such as Samantha Jade's What You've Done For Me, Ricky Martin's Come With Me, Dami's Alive, all those songs written by the DNA production team in Sydney. We had a really good chat with them, and of course they love Joy because we play all the singles that they seem to write. And you told them about the Ricky Martin single charting in the US.
I know, he had no idea that Ricky Martin's track Come With Me was like in the top 5 on the US Club Dance chart.
And he wrote it.
And he was like, oh my God.
I told him to look for another royalty check. It's probably in the
mail. And also backstage, we ran into Koshi, of course, from Sunrise, and he was great. We saw Molly back there. We also ran into other stars backstage. And you also had a bit of a run-in, not really music-related, but you've had a run-in with an actor, didn't you?
Look, I don't often get terribly starstruck because I meet people all the time, but I did get starstruck on Sunday night because I'm a huge fan of the TV show A Place to Call Home, which was on air here, Channel 7, earlier this year, which is a fantastic drama. And one of the characters in that show is called James Bly, and he's the gay character in the show, played by an actor called David Berry. So as I was walking through the bar at the Arias, I suddenly spotted him across the room. And I got into a little bit of a flutter because I wasn't expecting to see him there. He's a very, very good looking guy. And I just, like, he's been one of my television idols for this year because I love the character he plays on air. So I sort of had to thrust the camera at you and walk over and introduce myself and make sure I had a photo. So it was probably my highlight of the night. I know they were there for music stars, but running into actor David Berry, which was completely random because I had no idea he was going to be there. And I had a bit of a chat to him and told him how much I love the TV show. And yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Talking of fun, one of our favourite, guests at Joy 94.9, they've come in all the time. They're great supporters of Joy, and we love their music. Justice Crew, when they saw us on the red carpet, they were fabulous.
They were a lot of fun, dancing all over the place.
So Leo and Jono from Joy 94.9 in Melbourne, how are you going?
Good.
We love you guys. I think everybody's gone number one. Just gone platinum, I believe, is it right?
Someone's way to double.
Now, as well as a lot of people screaming here for you on the red carpet, you've been screamed at in Vietnam this year as well, I hear.
Yeah, we're there for the ABU.
How does it feel?
We've been there a few times, right?
How does it feel going to another country and having all these people suddenly know you and hear your song and performing elsewhere?
It's just awesome. Like, it's a great opportunity, just to get out there and try and spread the love of justice and, just to sort of get something in return, like get some fans and get some, appreciation in return. It's just awesome.
And you're on Dancing with the Stars, it's you as well, looking amazing. You guys are performance, incredible performance.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun competing, eh? Because we would have just taken out the show that night.
Cheers, guys.
Have a lot of fun on the red carpet. Everybody let the good times flow. I want to feel the music in my soul. Everybody all around the world. I want to let it go. Just let the good times flow. Right, everybody. Just let the good times flow. Justice Crew. Time flow.
Justice Crew on Joy 94.9. Great guys on the red carpet.
We're at the ARIA Awards on Sunday night. It is the Australian music industry's night of nights, celebrating the best of Australian music. And of course, here at Joy 94.9, we play a heap of Australian music. We aim for about 30 to 35% Australian artists on the station during the day. And we generally hit that target. So love supporting Australian stars and love to see them rewarded for all the work that they do.
Now, this next young lady, she was about to sort of walk up the red carpet. We accosted her. There's no way in hell she's going to get away from us.
Katie Noonan, which we chatted to her last year. She's a bit of a party girl, Katie Noonan.
She's lovely.
She can tell she's just one of those people that's a bit of trouble, and that any time you went out with her for a night on the town, it would be a good night.
But she gave us a bit of a history lesson, didn't she?
She did. Here we go.
Where are you going, Katie Noonan?
How are you, Katie Noonan?
Hey, how are you, Joyful Boys?
We're lovely, darling. You look amazing tonight.
I'm in a Melbourne boy.
The girls are out too.
The girls are out, of course they are. You got girls, you gotta flaunt them. I'm wearing Tony Matuszewski.
Last year too, amazing designer.
Totes, I love him. He made me this for my Sydney Dance Company show. So this is the Haute Couture one-off Matuszewski.
Album this year, Fierce Hearts.
Pardon me?
The album this year, Fierce Hearts.
Well, no, Fierce Hearts isn't out yet.
Oh, look, I liked it last night. It's out.
Yeah, Wikipedia is never wrong. Maybe it is wrong. Oh, it is. It is technically out, right. But it's not officially launched until next year. Right. It's a show about the first female Australian convicts.
Yes.
You're a good boy doing your homework, by the way.
Yeah, darling, I always do.
Yeah. Well, it's a song about the first female Australian convict. A song cycle about the first female Australian convicts. And we're doing a season in Melbourne, Adelaide, Brisbane and Sydney next year. And it's with Circa, these beautiful women, acrobatic, gorgeous women. So it's launching around those shows.
You've done a recent tour, Songs That Made Me.
Yeah, in Melbourne last night.
I know. And you're also doing the zoo.
The zoo, yes, I'm playing the zoo.
Have you got a favourite animal?
Have I got a favourite animal? Oh, well, you know what? Do you want it? Every day's a school day. Yeah. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Echidnas. Mm. An echidna's penis has four heads.
I don't know if I could deal with that.
I think you could, sweetheart.
You never know.
So I'm going to have to say the echidna because that is the most amazing fact. It's the only animal in the world that has a four-pronged penis.
Moving on, right. You're also doing Adelaide Fringe next year, aren't you?
I am. Moving on to more civilised things. I am. I'm doing the Adelaide Fringe. I'm the ambassador for the Adelaide Fringe Festival.
And what's happening next year for you?
Fierce Hearts, the Love Song Circus, Fierce Hearts, the music of Love Song Circus will be my main focus for the first half of the year. Continuing Songs That Made Me, writing a new Elixir record, which is in collaboration with Michael Lunick, amazing poet, and writing a new Captain's album.
Have a great Christmas.
Always love seeing you here at the ARIA Awards. All the best for summer.
Thank you.
Let's get a photo, doll.
Happy Joy Joy.
Katie Noonan, she is such good value. What an awesome chick she is.
Ah, she's lovely. Love her.
The next people I was expecting to see on the ARIA red carpets last year, and they weren't there, which is Sneaky Sound System, but they did turn up this year, despite the fact they haven't really done a lot this year, except for performs in clubs all through Europe. But Connie from Sneaky Sound System, she looks great, she's got one of the best voices in Australia, and so it was just fantastic to run into her on the red carpet at the ARIA. Here's what she had to say.
Connie from Sneaky Sound System, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Hello, guys, what's going down?
Now, you were missing from the red carpet last year.
Really? Were we missing from the red carpet last year?
Yes.
We were waiting, but you hear this,
Dion Lee and Jan Logan.
Now, of course, I think 2012 was a big year for you because you released the album and the singles. The single Big was huge on Joy 94.9.
It was probably one of the most played songs of the year. Good.
So what have you been doing?
It's a very joyful song, isn't
it? It is. Oh, it's fantastic. What have you been up to this year?
Well, we've been collaborating with lots of different artists. We've got new songs coming out in 2014. One's about to drop in the UK in a matter of weeks.
Because as well as being accessible here in Australia, you do a lot of club gigs all around the world, and especially through Europe.
Yeah, we've been on tour and spending a lot of time in America this year.
Is there a favourite place to play or somewhere like your favourite club or where the crowds are really go off?
Ibiza, I love Ibiza. Mykonos, we've got a soft spot for, don't we?
And what's planned for Christmas and New Year?
Well, we've got our famous Icebergs New Year's Day party, and we're also going to do New Year's Eve at the Opera House with a catering by Matt Moran. I hope he makes something delicious.
Well, it is fantastic to see you here on the ARIA red carpet this year, and all the best for 2014.
So much.
Give us some more hits to dance to. The gays need some
That's
new music.
Yeah.
We need some new music.
Joy 94.9.
You're on the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9 at 21 minutes to 10. Leo and Jono on our ARIA's special, playing you some of the interviews of the stars that we chatted to on the black carpet on Sunday.
These next guys on the ARIA black carpet, I guess it was a black carpet this year, they were fantastic. When they saw us, they said, "Ah, oh, it's the Joy Boys. Here's the Potbellies."
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave and
Johnny.
Oh, yeah.
Joy Boys.
How are you?
Big year for you guys. What's been the highlight?
Tripping over on the black carpet the second I got onto it was my highlight so far.
I like your jacket. Did you make that yourself? Or where'd that come from?
That woman over there, Camilla Franks, made it for me, my missus.
Because your new single is Magic Number with the B.O.B. What a big coup that was.
Yeah, do you like it?
I love the song.
Yeah, I love it. It's very pumping.
That's what we do it, buddy.
And you shot the video in Atlanta, is that right?
That's right. We went over there and we're 7 days in Atlanta. I mean, it's beautiful. It's the deep south of America. They've got really good chicken. I'm really good rappers.
And what's up for New Year for you guys?
We've so many new singles. We just got heaps and heaps and heaps of new singles. Loads of touring, going to LA again, going to America, touring Europe, touring Asia, touring Australia.
Speak to the manager.
More singles.
Maybe a couple more tattoos.
I've got this space left.
Yeah.
And I've got a little bit here, and that's a few more tats and I'll be done.
And it's the Potbellies.
From the ARIA carpet for Joy FM.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
That is the Potbellies.
Love them.
Lots of fun, those two guys. And, of course, we love supporting them here on Joy 94.9 as well.
Now, on the ARIA black carpet this year, aside from music stars, there was a few people that me and Jono thought, why are you doing here? What are you doing here? People from Big Brother.
Well, there were those, that one guy with his shirt off and jeans, he looked a bit like a lion from the Katy Perry video.
He won Big Brother.
Did he?
I had no idea who he was.
Oh, God, they should have kept him locked in the house. The other person I quite liked, though, who wasn't on the red carpet, but he was doing as part of the media pack standing next to us, was Ben from Big Brother.
Oh, he was lovely.
Now, I have never watched Big Brother, so I don't
neither
know a thing about it. But Ben from Big Brother, who I presume was the gay guy in the house.
He was, yeah.
Lots of fun. He was standing next to us and we had a bit of a chat with him afterwards. He was a really good guy, so that was quite amusing. Other stars were full of TV stars and
sort
of random people.
Sophie Faulkner was up there. She was lovely. Loved her shoes and these little bright pink shoes.
You
loved
wanted
her.
Them, didn't you?
I did want them, yeah. Actually. But yeah, a few sort of like hangers on, you know, there's a few people. Actually, there's a few publicists who come up to us and said, "Oh, we've got so and so. Do you want to speak to them?" Not so hard.
Yeah. We did have to turn a few down. We didn't know who they were.
Yeah.
We did get, though, the ones that we really wanted. And occasionally that meant ignoring the publicists and just yelling at stars.
Well, this guy here, Nathaniel, now, initially he had to be pulled away to do something else. But he said, his publicist said to us, "I will bring him back. I promise I'll bring him back." And sure enough, he brought him back, which was great. Love Nathaniel, and his track "You" is fantastic. All over Joy, all over radio here in Australia.
It's actually going to be quite a big hit worldwide, I think, that song. He's got a great voice. Really nice guy.
Lovely guy.
We had a bit of a chat with him afterwards as well when we were backstage.
Yeah.
Nice guy. So this is Nathaniel.
Leo and Jono from Joy 94.9. We love your single, "You." Love it.
Thank you so much.
There's quite a few people I'm loving it as well because it's been a big success. Did you imagine when you wrote it and performed it that it was going going to take off like it did?
No. Like, I've been saying my head's been in the clouds for the last couple of months with this song. It's been doing so well. You know, it's resonated with Australia. It's getting international props at the moment. So I'm really happy with it. Really happy.
I was back home in New Zealand a couple of weeks ago and it came on the radio over there. And I was like, oh my God, amazing.
I know. I can't believe it. It's really opening up my career. I'm really happy.
It's nearly Christmas. What's up for Christmas this year?
I'm going overseas for a little while. I'm really looking forward to a PS4 for Christmas. Really want a PlayStation, so
right.
Anyone wants to help me out? Nah. Look, I'm going away and enjoying the little small break. And
we hope that you was just a taste of things to come. What's planned for 2014?
The next single. Very...
Can you give us a hint on what it is?
Can't. Have to live a bit of mystery.
Look, you can tell us when then.
Early next year. Early 2014. So we're looking maybe around February-ish. End of January. So
we look forward
to
it.
You can enjoy playing it for sure, definitely. Yeah.
Good on you, mate.
And have a fantastic night and a great Christmas.
Cheers. Good on you.
Nathaniel on Joy 94.9 from the Aria Black Carpet. Love him. Really nice guy. Looked very hot in his burgundy jacket as well.
This next guy has got a case of the Justin Biebers. And by that, I mean he turns up late.
He does.
Much like Justin Bieber. Guy Sebastian is amazing. I love him. But he was due on the red carpet at 3:30 and he arrived at 5:15. And due to the
after Alicia Keys.
Yes, exactly. And due to the fact that he was supposed to be inside at 5:30, that didn't leave a lot of time for doing interviews. And in fact, the publicist said, no, you can't interview him because he's got to be inside. But Leo, you don't take no for an answer.
I never take no for an answer, Tom. And I was determined to get Guy this year because last year we didn't get Guy at all.
Because it was late again.
It was late again.
Last year.
And so we had a great chat with Guy and his gorgeous wife, Jules. This is a bit of our chat.
Guy Sebastian and his lovely wife, Jules.
Hello.
Hi, Jules. You're looking amazing.
Thank you for having us.
Now, we have to first of all say we're both Kiwis and you're heading over to New Zealand for the summer.
I am. First Kiwi tour for me. So, like, first prop on. I went over with Lionel Richie a couple of years ago. But yeah, first one, I'm heading to all sorts of places.
Starting in Mangawai.
I know.
Mangawai is beautiful.
Beautiful. I just want to pronounce them all properly because there's Mount Manganui.
I hope you're going to spend some time on the beach as well as performing.
Well, they're all coastal towns, so I'm taking my board over and I'll be surfing during the day and having a bit of a boogie at night.
But teach Hudson some surfing.
Absolutely. He's almost two now. We've got another one on the way.
She
hasn't just been getting stuck into the cheesecake and the beer. She's got a bit of a bump.
I want to say this has been a big year for you, but every year's a big year when you guys, Sebastian. What's been the highlight for 2013?
This year, I would say probably... doing Letterman I did Letterman and Conan and Jimmy Fallon and shows you always sort of dream of going on to as a performer and Battles Cars kind of went over the million mark over in the US.
It was
which
huge.
Is nice. I mean it, I think that definitely has to be the highlight, just being in New York going on David Letterman, pretty crazy.
Have a great night. Inside because your publicist is wanting to run you in. Thank so you. Have a great night. All the best.
I actually got to there and I thought this was the end and then I looked. Oh,
God. Thanks, Guy.
Someday I know we're gonna feel again. Just like we did when we were young. We'll be right back.
Guy Sebastian, I love him. He was great with him with his wife Jules on the red carpet.
There was a couple of legends inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame this year. Air Supply.
They were lovely guys, and they were absolutely lovely. Graham and Russell have sold over 100 million units worldwide. They are just living legends. I've had, like, I think, I don't know how many singles in the top 10 in the States, but amazing, lovely guys.
All the songs that you and I grew up with, all those romantic ballads when we thought we were straight but knew we weren't, and some of the great love songs and ballads from the 80s and 90s. Air Supply were inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame this year, and they are legends, so it was amazing to have a bit of a chat with them on the ARIA Black Carpet this year.
Leo and Jono from Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station in Melbourne. Long overdue, guys. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame honour this year.
Thank you. Very, very kind of you. We're thrilled to be here.
Now, you guys have been making records for as long as I have been born, and I grew up with all your tunes. How does it feel to finally be getting this award?
It feels good. You know, I think, I guess it was going to come at some point or other, you know, but it's nice to have it now, you know.
Because I think you've sold like over 100 million records, you've got all those hits, and you're still performing after all these times. You're just touring the country at the moment.
Uh-huh.
How's the tour been going?
We sell out every show we do, you know, so it's always going great. And we got another 12 shows to do before we go home, so we'll be home for Christmas, you know.
Working until then. We go to New Zealand and back to Melbourne here. Then we've been doing China, Japan, the Philippines, South Korea before we go back.
We're both Kiwis, so have fun in New Zealand.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you are. Cool, yeah.
I think we've only played there once in our career, so
yeah.
It'd be nice.
Yeah, we're doing
it. I think you played in Invercargill once, didn't you? Way down south.
Oh, is that where...
We did, yeah.
At the end of the world or something?
End of the world, many, many years ago.
When the Stones were there, there's a famous quote from Jagger. He said that there's nothing here but fish and stuff.
But they had the best oysters in the universe.
Oh, yeah.
I remember seeing you last time when you were in Melbourne. You performed with the Symphony Orchestra.
Right.
That tour. What's coming up for 2014?
What do we do in 2014?
Much of the same.
Yeah, I mean, we have our 40th album coming out in next year, because we've been together 40 years, year after next, but we're bringing our album out next year.
People probably don't realise that you're still writing and recording new music. Everyone remembers all those huge hits, but you're still doing new music again now?
We have a new single coming out in January, which is really cool, which I think everybody's going to really dig.
That's an honour to meet you guys.
Thank you
very much. Thank you.
Air Supply, Lonely as a Night on Joy 94.9. They so deserve to be inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame. Great guys, and wonderful to meet them. We did two more interviews on the ARIA red carpet with two very famous international guests, and they are coming up next on the Sound Museum. You're on the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9, 6 minutes to 10 with Leo and Jono on the Sound Museum ARIA's special. As well as all the artists that sing great songs, there are so many people behind the music that write and produce them, and one of the world's most famous chatted to us.
Yeah, Rodney Darkchild Jerkins has been behind the hits from Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, even our own Kylie Minogue this year, and it was an honour to speak to this guy. He's amazing.
Rodney Jerkins, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Hi,
hey, man.
How you doing?
We are Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. We love your music. We love the big divas, Rodney, you know, Mariah,
Whitney, the Tonys.
You've written so many amazing songs produced amazing songs. What's the secret of a good song?
A good song is to compliment the artist. Yeah. It's all about making a song that compliments the artist that you're working with. So, you know, for me, it's not a lot of people think they get excited over the production, but it's never been about the production for me. It's always been about the song. And it always starts with the bare bones. When working with Whitney Houston, it was all about, it's not right, but it's so. It's about starting with, yeah, it's about simplicity, but meaningful, that everyone can sing along with. And I love working with the big divas, because I think, like, I think my songs really work well with big female artists. I just love working with big female singers.
Because recently you've worked with MC Mariah on her new single, that's a great
Hard
song.
Go, yeah.
And also recently you've worked with our favourite diva in Australia, Kylie Minogue.
Kylie, yes.
Give us a scoop, please, because we are Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. She's a gay icon.
Yeah.
What have you done with Kylie?
Kylie came to my house and we worked on a few ideas. We have this one that we have to complete that I think is a really, really, really big song. For me, with Kylie, it was all about just capturing the essence of who Kylie is. And that's, again, you know, it's like bringing your flavor to someone like that, but don't let them lose their way. Keep them, understand who they are and what their fan base is, and cater to that. And I feel like we got a really, really strong dance song. I'm not going to talk too much about it.
26 years in the industry. She's an amazing artist.
She is amazing, you know. And it's funny, I've been in the music industry for 19 years, and dreams still keep coming true. Like, you know, 3-4 years ago, they said, who would you like to work with? And I said, Kylie Minogue. That was 3-4 years ago, and then it happened. So this year. So for me, I just keep dreaming, keep believing.
You've also done a bit of work with the Saturdays, I understand.
Yeah.
I like the Saturdays.
How do you deal with five girls at once?
Oh, I work with the Spice Girls. I work with the Pussycat Dolls. I work with female artists my whole career. So I understand. Like, okay, this one might have an attitude. This one might be a little sassy. This one may, you know, you just got to know how to work with them.
It is fantastic to have you here on the ARIA red carpet this year, and welcome to Australia. Have a great time here.
Yeah, keep the songs coming.
Right. Thank you so much.
Give Mariah a kiss from us.
I will.
Yeah.
Rodney Duckchild Jerkins, who's produced that latest Mariah Carey hit and a whole bunch of others. Great to talk to him.
He was a great guy.
Expect some new music from Kylie produced by him next year.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is our lot, Jono. It's been a great show tonight because ARIA Red Carpet Special had a great time on the red carpet for Joy and love doing it again next year. And we're going to leave you with one artist that we was on our wish list, and she was so hard to get. Not many media got here on the red carpet, but when I want something, I get it.
Miss Alicia Keys did a few interviews. The publicity people said were unlikely to get her. She turned around from doing one interview, looked straight at Leo. Leo screamed and she came running over, and this is what she said.
As Leo and Johnny from Australia's only gay lesbian radio station, this girl is on fire tonight, honey. You're looking gorgeous.
Now, can we just say today is World AIDS Day, and you've done a lot of work with your charity, Keep a Child Alive. Why is that so important to you?
Well, you know, Keep a Child Alive is a very special organization for me that I discovered 10 years ago, really how to put my voice to the use of being able to provide medicine for children and families who have AIDS and can't afford it. So that was 10 years ago, and now here we are on World AIDS Day, which is very absolutely. And just the conversation about it, because I think so many positive strides have happened that a lot of people, or there's the impression that it's kind of over or handled, and there's so much more still to do in so many places, America, here, across the world, Africa, India. I mean, it's conversation that still has to happen. So that's why it's so important to me.
We're so very, very proud of you for doing that charity. It makes such a difference in people's lives. You're here at the ARIAs for 2013, performing tonight. There's a lot of people very excited to see you.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here, actually. You know, it's been a while since I've been here, and I love it here. And I never get to spend enough time here, and I feel like now maybe I actually am.
Are you going to get any time off while you're here?
What?
Are you going to get any time off?
Oh, any okay.
Bit of time to relax.
Check what you meant. Yeah. Yes, I think I am. Tomorrow I have a day off. I'm going to enjoy. And I think I have a few more as we go to the different places. So I start on the 5th in Perth, and then I go all the way to the 17th in Sydney here again. And I just can't wait to see everybody.
It is so wonderful.
Photo, honey.
So wonderful to have you here.
Great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.